ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball players have been awesome, by the way. I just want to say this. I watched game 6 yesterday. Seattle, like, hit into, like, 900 double plays.
There haven't been any, like, 2-1 filthies, though. It's either, like, you know them right away. Like, even though they've been intense, you knew right away who was winning.
Yeah.
In all 6 of the previous games.
Tonight, we got a game 7 between the Jays and the Mariners. Both atmospheres have just been crazy there. And then, again, like, what Shohei Ohtani did this past week
is something you will
never
see again in your lifetime unless he does it. 3 home runs and 10 strikeouts.
Dude,
they said
what?
The most – I might be a little off on this, but this is what I recall. The most – like, everybody say, oh, he's the present-day Babe Ruth. The most strikeouts Babe Ruth ever had in the same game with a home run is 3.
Damn, look at you, Tim Kirchen.
That's right.
How about that?
That's right. Y'all don't listen to me. I'll be spitting knowledge
I was
here.
Like, dude, it was crazy. Like, you just watch this guy. He's just like, oh, struck out the side. How about I hit it out of Dodger Stadium? Like, are you kidding me? 3 home runs? That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. And, like, Mookie Betts is like, yeah, he said, the Dodgers are so, like, I don't know why we don't hate them as much as the Yankees, because they're up to shenanigans, right? But Dave Roberts gets up on the mic just like a wrestling heel, and he's like, yeah, they say that we're ruining baseball. Well, I say we get 4 more wins and ruin it some more! I was like, oh, you heel! That is crazy! Mookie Betts is like, we're the Bulls, Shohei's Michael Jordan. I was like, yeah, he kind of is.
You know, like,
but Michael Jordan sucked at baseball.
Who was worse, him or Tebow?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think Tebow made it up a level, but I think it might have just been to sell shirts.
Tebow.
Is Tebow the dumbest athlete we got obsessed with? Like, such a great college football player, but like, well, he was. He was a battering ram, I understand. But he was. He was a great college football player.
Yeah. Okay.
But we tuned it. Like, remember the things we would cover for Tebow? Like, Tebow. We're live here from an unknown facility where Tim Tebow is unveiling his new throwing motion. We're like,
yeah,
what?
Right. Wait. And what did I say? I said, wait a minute. If you're 24 years old and you're now starting to learn how to throw, that should tell you all you need to know.
Too late. And then, of course, his open baseball tryout. I was like, all right, this is crazy. Oh, man. The Canes lose to the Louisville Cardinals this week, 24-21. They dropped to 9th in the AP poll. Carson Beck, people weren't pleased with him throwing his Elijah Lofton under the bus after the game. I didn't love it either. I didn't love it either, but you would think Carson Beck would know. I'd really think, hey, just land on the grenade, Carson, and let's move on. But by the way, you had four of them. Like, when you're a quarterback and you have that many interceptions, don't tell me that a couple weren't on you. Like, the fact that you're in position that many times.
Dude, he threw a ball, and I had to move in my brain, move over three Louisville guys just to see what right. Hurricane was. Don't tell me about, no.
Ryan says, do you guys realize we watched our quarterbacks throw 8 interceptions this week? It is insane. It was, we watched so much bad football.
Right.
So much bad football.
So much.
And it's really depressing because I like football. I would like football to be good. And the Canes have been good. You know, it was a disappointing one. Like this ACC, we're never going to get past it. It's people talk about this SEC like it's some juggernaut. It's like, have you seen Louisville on a Friday night, my friend? Apparently not.
No, they're like, again, I think sometimes we make a lot of assumptions when it comes to competing, right? Louisville lost a crazy game, mm-hmm. double overtime to Virginia. And so, like, to say that, like, oh, they're just going to run them over. No, if you paid attention to the Canes, they methodically worn teams down and pulled away at the end.
Yeah, it was the first game they had to play from behind.
Right. So from that standpoint, you always want to know during the course of the season, what if you can't do the thing you do? How are you going to respond?
Yeah.
They couldn't run the football a lick. And that's kind of their bread and butter. So what did they do? Oh, we got Carson Beck. Uh-oh. Carson Beck's throwing it to the other team. Jeez. Let's add another thing to it. Really good on the defensive line. Getting ran on a little bit. Never happens. Right? So there was a lot of little things that happened that this team wasn't used to. And it was all about let's see how they respond.
I got some news on the Panthers, which is good news. They're in the midst of a 4-game losing streak. They lost to the Sabres 3-0 on Saturday afternoon. But Nico Mikkola, who left the game, he got face planted, according to Jameson Olive.
Broken nose.
He's on the ice. He's practicing today. So maybe, but he's the polar bear, and he's just like.
I mean, you can get so many orbital bone ice. Like, they don't. Like, what's the point of having a helmet on if your face is out?
I don't know.
Right? Like, they got the little.
Been frustrating for the Cats, though, man. Can't score.
They can't score.
Can't score.
And I don't, like. And, like, oh. It didn't matter before when teams got those breakaways and you stopped most of them if you were scoring. But when you're not scoring, it puts so much more pressure on the defense on the other end.
Yep. Yeah, and this game against Buffalo's no great shakes, you know. Like, I know it's a weird game, but 0-7 on the power play?
That never happens.
0-7?
That never happens.
What the hell? What the hell's going on here? Anyway, I know the metrics people are, you know, they're like, you
well,
know,
that's how Paul Maurice is. Probably, hey,
they're going to come through. These goals are going to come through. I just, it's.
You get those many opportunities, that never happens.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, done. Let's just imagine, like, if in football, if somebody got inside the red zone 7 times and all he got was 7 field goals, that never happens.
Yep. Tua, this was him after his stinker.
Really?
Let's hear him explain himself.
You like, no, you just want to attack.
What? That's not true, dude.
You want to attack? Yes. Like, all right. Well, I would just like to say, this is not defending Tua. There is literally nothing this man could say where you're not going to have a problem with what he says. Nothing. Because of the situation the team's in. Will
you don't
we
know
agree
that.
With that? Okay,
you
go.
Don't know that.
Go. Go. I got the chat
you know,
right
how
now.
How do you evaluate yourself and where you're at and to get to where you mm-hmm. want to be at this point in the season?
Yeah, definitely not happy, not proud of where I'm at with my play, with how I've gone about things this year. I know I got to be a lot better, and I've been better for the Miami Dolphins years past, but this isn't years past. This is this year, right? And just trying to maneuver everything and trying to, you know, build a collection of guys to kind of bring along with me. And I got to be able to kind of be able to multitask, if that makes sense, be able to do that. And while doing that, kind of continue to get the whatever it was last year and the years prior for myself to get going again and get in that flow.
Okay.
I like at the end too.
Hold on. Go ahead. I would like to say this. No disrespect to him. You're not the foreman at a job site. Right? Like that's, I get what he was saying, but like, he could have stopped. He had to keep going.
Yep. Yep. That's where we're at right now. Dan, did you make anything of what Tua said? Like, what the hell is he talking about?
He's admitting he's not playing very good. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah,
he admitted that, and then he goes.
But like, it's almost like when the ball hits you in the chest and you drop it and you tap your chest. Saying,
that's not me.
We already know.
Yeah, we know, dude.
Well, I've had quarterbacks that have played absolute basura, and they come out and say, overall, I think I did pretty good. And that's even more infuriating than admitting you know you played bad.
Are they quarterback anymore?
No.
Okay. No. That's why. Okay.
You know, I and the things I haven't been doing in the past.
Oh, my goodness. This what? Guy.
Hmm? What?
Hold up. Let me, so I don't curse.
Okay.
At least Tebow did something the Dolphins haven't done in 25 years. Won a playoff game.
He's right. That's how pathetic it is.
Tim Tebow.
You've been boxed in! Leroy.
No, I just want to hit the buttons.
You're lashing out with buttons.
Oh, man. Brian, what's going on, man?
Morning, Tobe. Morning, Leroy. Morning, Dan. Hey, it's an XRP army if y'all are out there. Hey, I've been a Dolphin fan my whole life. I'm in my 50s, and it's gotten to the point now that we're just supporting this pathetic losing team every. We hope that it's going to get better. We think that it's not, dude. It's garbage. It starts from the ownership, management. And it rubs off onto the play. This is not the team that the Dolphin fans expect. And I feel we should boycott this shit.
Guys. Another one?
Wait.
And he barely had a signal.
They all build up. So
this is how enraged. Do you realize this is how enraged this city is?
Yeah.
They're
taking on O'Tobin and Leroy.
They're just like
a curse.
I'm not going to tell you guys. What I'm going to say with four-letter words that are not allowed on the radio.
So,
which I'm like, look, I get it, guys. I understand why you're upset. I just wish you guys could, you know. Can you find a way to clean it up a little?
I would start with the way this team was put together, right? If you look at all the other good teams and how they're put together. They're all – one team may have better players, but if you look at the construction of all these teams, right, they're built a certain way. Solid offensive line, solid defensive line. You care about the skilled players, maybe not. You got a quarterback who can facilitate, might not be the best in the league. Right? But you can get away with that because you got a strong offensive line, strong defensive line. You start there and then you build. And if you look around the league, all who have started there and built their team, maybe you end up finding a Puka Nacua in the fifth round.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's not your priority. And then you bring a guy in. It starts offense, defensive line.
He didn't even have Nacua yesterday.
Right.
Killed the Jaguars.
Killed them. Oh, keep in mind, they still got, oh boy, that they traded
Devontae
from
Adams,
Devontae Adams.
Yeah, he's still good.
Still good.
Still good. Still
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
You know what we haven't done today?
Win?
No, that's true.
I want to win at something.
That's true. We haven't heard from Mike McDaniel.
No, come on.
Before that, though, I want to let you guys know Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members Rush just announced their 50-something tour, and we've got your chance for you and a guest to win a flyaway to go see him at Madison Square Garden in New York. The prize includes tickets to see the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night hotel stay. To enter, go to WQAM.com. It's a national contest. Our viewers just goes, no! Sounds like he wants to hear him.
It'll be tape-driven, so I'll take a look at the tape. But, you know, before watching the tape, I don't want to over conclude anything, I think, you know, but like you turn the ball over, it's the number one indicator of wins and losses, and it negatively affects the team. I think there's multiple factors in those turnovers, but I know at least you know, one to two of them were extremely preventable from Tua, and he knows that. He was it just wasn't good enough. So we'll watch the tape and change our style of play if we have to. We'll do everything's on the table. When you go to a game, you fully know that you have the capability to win and get handed a very, very humbling loss. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Oh, there's a lot of ifs.
Guys need to be professionals. Guys need to step up to the plate.
Ifs, ums, and buts.
Every person on our team. If you're saying it's not me, it's you. You know, that's what I told the team. That's what I have to subscribe to. We will be diligent in our both our cleanup of this game and the opponent for next week, because you're just not going to win games. And our team, you know, we say we want to win games, so we have to do the things necessary to win games. Until that happens, we will lose games.
I'm sorry. What are you doing?
What was the original question?
what he'll tell Tua after this game.
No, was it?
I think it was.
I don't remember.
Fins Up goes, was he not humbled after the other losses?
Wait, Timbo sliced that pineapple.
Wow. I mean, wow. All right. Wow. Will, what do you got to say to that, dude?
Hey, morning, fellas. I don't want to talk about the Dolphins.
Okay.
They're a lost cause. I want to talk about the Canes.
Go ahead.
And I want to talk about, for the past 3 years, I've been telling everybody, we do not have an offensive coordinator. That man has no imagination. He does not know how to run an offense. He calls his offense out of that yellow and black book.
Whoa. Man, we lost him. You know, I got to be honest with you. I know that he's taking some heat, Shannon Dawson.
Why? Why?
I got to be honest with you. I thought the offense, the calls were fine. Like, they played undisciplined, and his quarterback gave the football up a lot.
Exactly.
Like, I you know what I thought was a genius play? All right, we just got the football back. Miracle after our quarterback just turned the ball over twice in one drive. You know what I'm going to do? Let's just give it to Malachi Toney. Malachi, make something happen. I thought it was a great play call.
Look, this is one of those situations where it's easy to go there, right? But that's not why they lost. It's not even close to the reason why they lost. There's a fine line between poor execution and poor play call, right? Coaches are more inclined to stick with the game plan if the players make a mistake or the players don't execute than just throwing it in trash and doing something else because it didn't work, right? That's why you have those coaches upstairs. That's why they communicate on the sidelines, because they're trying to figure out, is it not working because it's a bad play call, or is it not working because we're not executing?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what you run,
mm-hmm.
right? That if the team and the players play as poorly as they did, none of it's going to work.
Yeah, it was horrendously. It was horrendously executed.
Right.
It was.
It was
a bad game. It's unfortunate. Like, look, you guys can, if you want to talk about how they don't have them all on the same page after two games in
how
a month.
You played two games in a month.
I don't understand the last thing
I needed to see was crappy football.
Yeah, like that is absolutely a fair criticism. But the imagination, I don't know, dude. I thought that they played pretty great with
11
with the imagine
103.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with creativity. Like, right. Discipline, I'll hear you out. Like, hey, the coach is not having him disciplined. I'll hear that out. But Dawson's imagination, like, his quarterback sucked, dude. I mean, I don't know. His linemen kept getting penalties. Like, they played poorly.
There's nothing, like, the one thing that Mario talks about is discipline and this and that. A lot of very undisciplined penalties.
Yep.
Including, hello, old friend.
Swag. A couple of those.
And one was a garbage call. But understand.
Yeah, like Maui Noah getting deked into doing it. Like, come on, dude. Right. You know he's going to flop. Uh-huh. You know immediately, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to goad this giant behemoth on the tackle. And right. Be like, nanny, nanny, boo, boo. And you know what he's going to do? You're going to shove him, and he's going to go, ah!
Oh, the oldest flag. Trick in the book.
Oldest trick in the book?
How can a 340-pound lineman be ass over tea kettle with a little shrug? Right, all of a sudden, mysteriously, they rolling over, backflipping, and laying flat on the back on their back.
Oh, man, it's crazy, man. Jay, what's up, man?
Wow,
Clayton.
46 points in the fourth quarter.
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
Man. So these Dolphins, I don't even know. Just I was born in '94, so I don't really even remember much like the good years.
'94 was a good year. That was a Pro Bowl year.
my memory starts around Jay Fiedler and them. So like, even like we've had some fun teams, not really some good ones, but like this is just like I grew up. I was, after every game, I'm walking outside punching signs, and I'm just pissed all the time, you know.
Right.
And like, I'm just tired, man. Like, I don't like. I've been a Tua defender this whole time, and like, man, that was just rough.
It's rough.
I don't know. Now these Canes.
Yep.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, and the Canes. I mean, that's the game. It just kind of, you had the feeling that it's going to be one of these ACC games where everything goes to crap. But like, I didn't think the play calling was bad. I didn't like how the end of the two halves. We could have got the ball back again at the end of the first half. You just let the time go down and just take it to half. Then at the end of the end of the fourth quarter, I thought we were driving the ball, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this mother bleeper's playing for the tie.
Hey, good job, bleeper.
Started slowing down. And then we get right to half to midfield, and then he slows it down. And then after he decides that we're going to play for the tie, then he decides to throw it again. Like, I mean, it's all Carson Beck for throwing the pick, but still, like.
I see what you're saying. Either drive it down the field, but if you're going to dink and dunk it, you might as well just run it. The problem is they weren't having any success running the football.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you kind of got into this passing, short, intermediate passing game. I would have called another timeout to regroup, right? Even though the clock was stopped, I would have called the timeout. You weren't going to use all your timeouts.
Right. Not enough time anyway.
I would have called the timeout to kind of get Beck, the offensive coordinator, and the parties that be on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And like reemphasize, hey, what's the last thing we need here? Worst case scenario, we kick a field goal. Right? Worst case scenario.
Yep.
And it just seemed like we could see it watching the game. But on the field, they kind of lost that.
Yeah, and I think, you could put that on Cristobal for not having him in that place. But ultimately, they just didn't play well enough. Not even close. And, you know, it's you hope this doesn't snowball. Like, you hope they take this humbling and they can get back to what they had success with earlier on.
Oh, Mario going to be on it. Because I would say if I'm Mario Cristobal, the one thing that I'm bothered by the most. You're going to play games where you just don't have it offensively. You're going to play games where, you know, your quarterback or a player may be a little off. The one thing that I have a problem with here is both my offense and defensive lines got pushed around.
Yeah.
That's a no-no.
He definitely,
especially the way they have prided themselves on that all year.
Jay, finish us off here, buddy.
Hey, Tobin and Leroy, how are you guys?
Good,
I'm a
buddy.
Big fan of your show. Been listening since I was in high school, dude. I love you guys. Love what you do. Then day two, shout out.
Shout out.
I'm a 30-year-old, 25 years old, so I'm pretty numb to the pain at this point.
It's gotten left back a few years, then.
To me, Tua, I spoke with Dan Day yesterday. He made a very good point. Every time he has played, the offense has been fluid, but he's clearly regressed. And the target, in my opinion, is Chris Greer because, again, the roster has been the entire issue. And not to give McDaniel a pass or any of the coaching staff, but it's pretty hard to coach this team the way the roster is structured. And it starts at the top. And a name that doesn't get dropped enough and not enough questions is Tom Garfinkel, the CEO, because I don't know how much influence like he has.
What are you up to there, Garfinkel?
I think he just does the business part of it, right?
I don't know. I mean, yes, Garfinkel has been an amazing. That's the thing is, like, Garfinkel's done an amazing. When you talk about trusting people, you bring in Garfinkel, and he's basically turned his entire property down here as a sports mecca.
Right.
You know, so like, if Garfinkel did have influence on football, it wouldn't surprise me somewhat. But I don't think he does. I think
I don't think he has anything to do with players. He's the business side of it.
I've been around Garfinkel a couple times. He doesn't seem like a meddler. He seems like he just likes to.
But that's kind of how everybody is there, which might not be the best thing for right now,
because
you probably need some people up high, whether it's the owner or the president, to probably kick some tires a little bit and say, what are we doing here?
That's why I joke when I say, like, what is Garfinkel going to do? He's going to try and make Stephen Ross feel better. Be like, hey, bro, I got this new tournament that wants to come down here. Make a gazillion dollars. You like money, Mr. Ross? He goes, I do like money, but I would like good football. He goes, I know, I can't do anything.
I know,
about
that's
that.
And that's the thing. That's the thing that's unfortunate is that they have gotten so bad, and the situation has gotten so frustrating that a owner that doesn't meddle, that gives all the resources he has, can make available, right? And he's catching strays from you guys. So well, at what point is he going to get pissed off and say, you know what, everybody,
I just
out.
Want him to meddle, because when he's meddled, he's had good ideas, but the execution has been poor. He always gets caught.
Hear me out.
And so I need him.
Hear me out.
I need him to meddle, but also not get caught. And I need that to be the way it goes. I know that, listen, the rich are good at meddling. So I need him to go around and figure out how to meddle. But I don't know who even meddle with anymore, because I don't, like, none of these things excite me. Like, I saw the list of, like, candidates. It's like Saleh and Vance Joseph.
I told you.
And I was just like, this list stinks. It stinks.
I told you what's going to end up being is going to be a new up-and-coming coach that's basically going to be new Mike McDaniel. So he might handle himself a little differently. He may speak a little bit differently, but you're still going to have the ups and downs of a new coach.
Who's that Rams DC? Dan, do you know? Is that Chris Shula? Is he a grandkid of Don Shula? He can't come here.
No.
Like that, you're going to ruin the name. And I don't even mean that to be, like, it just is. Like, don't do that. Go anywhere else, Chris Shula. Don't come here. Because you're just going to ruin, you're going to ruin your grandfather's legacy. And it won't even be your fault. You're going to have Chris Greer as your GM.
You think Chris Greer keeps his job?
Believe it when I see it, when he's gone.
No, I didn't ask you that.
Yeah, I do.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I hope you're right.
They'll bring somebody.
Yeah, he keeps a job.
He may keep getting paid.
Yeah, he will.
But he ain't going to have that job.
We'll see.
No, I'm telling you, dude.
I'll be stunned.
Dude, I'm telling you. Okay. I'll be stunned.
Been here for 20 years.
I'll be stunned. It ain't been like this.
You know why people are good at keeping their job? Because they're good at keeping their job.
No. Stunned.
What if he gets? What if he's made president of football operations and he's above the GM?
You messing with me right now?
Yeah, I am.
But that's Garfinkel's job.
I think Garfinkel's just the president of, like, Hard Rock Ops. He's like the
really?
C. Yeah, I don't know what O he is, but he's one.
Oh,
of
he's
them.
Just the CEO of operations.
I don't know.
Everything that has nothing to do with
what is
football.
Garfinkel, CEO of the Dolphins.
Yeah, so he does everything.
Take a break. We'll do a mixed bag coming up. This one's got Jimmy Butler, who is telling you guys, I was never the bad guy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Tobin.
How was your weekend?
I had a pretty good weekend because I didn't watch TV.
Well, that's a smart job by you then.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
I ended up going to Halloween Horror Nights this weekend.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I missed that last part because Leroy was walking in late with lollipops.
That's not even considered a lollipop.
It's not? What is it?
No.
A dum-dum is not a lollipop?
No.
You sure?
That's a lollipop.
That's a lollipop.
I thought lollipop had to be like a bigger size than this.
So then why now you're shaming lollipops?
No, I'm just saying. I thought lollipop, I don't know.
Hey, the Heat opened up their season this week, and we got a boatload of tickets that were given away all day on Tuesday for the Heat's home opener against the Knicks this coming Sunday. Just listen to Joe Rose in Hollywood. You listen to our show, Hot Crowder and Solana, for your chance to win Heat tickets every hour tomorrow right here. Jimmy Butler has some quotes here to the San Francisco Chronicle.
Are we doing this?
Well,
I mean, like, this is, you know, can I just say this?
Mm-hmm.
This is like you're running into your ex.
He talked about us first. Yep. If you talk about me, I'll talk about you.
All right, but it's like running to your ex and then saying, look at her.
That wasn't that. Well, I kind of feel like the ex is like, look at him. So, like, what am I supposed to say? Say nothing? I don't know. He said, this is Rich, quote, all that noise and all that chaos paid off in a major way. Quote, I'm lucky to be part of a phenomenal organization. Well, yeah, it paid off in a major way because you got an extra $60 million guaranteed. I would say it did pay off in a major way. Didn't matter what organization. You wanted to go to the Suns. Have you seen that organization? Crazy. What'd you say, JFig?
That if that doesn't bring him joy, then he's just going to be miserable for the rest of his life.
I mean, it always brings him joy in the beginning.
Money.
He said, quote, this is Rich. Everywhere starts off great, but then, you know, someone has to be the bad guy, and it gets to be me. I'm always the one doing something unbearable all of a sudden. But that's okay. I get to play in this wonderful league with amazing teammates.
You have to be... Wait. When you say...
Wait.
When you say every place I go ends in drama... And you're the only person that's involved in all these situations. Wow. How unaware are we?
He's aware. He likes to troll. This is what he is. He's a troll.
You falling for it.
I'm not falling
yes,
for
you
it.
Yes, you are.
You're very angry.
Really?
But being here.
Really? Did you? You know how many times I had to listen to from you about Jimmy going to turn it around and Jimmy going to do this?
Most times he did. Till he didn't.
Till a one-legged three. Exhibit A.
He goes, but being here, they've only got one goal. To keep hanging up those things on the wall. Ain't no hidden agendas.
Smiling faces with hidden agendas. You didn't start that, bruh. See?
Backhanded. Everyone knows their role. We know Steph is the man. We're good with that. On any given night, I could be second. Kuminga could be second. Draymond could be second.
Can I just...
We know who the man is, and our job is to help the man.
And when you were supposed to be the first because Steph got hurt, you threw up a five-pointer.
Yeah, he did. Pump fake Jimmy.
Dude, the mystery flavor.
Yeah?
Maple. So disgusting.
Jimmy Butler then tells the San Francisco Chronicle, quote,
see, you look how you're setting it up. You're setting it up for...
Dan, this is great. Quote, I have no ego. I'm not the number one option. I'm great with that. I know my role. I know who I am as a person. I know who I am as a basketball player, as a businessman. I know my role. What do y'all need me to do? Dre, Steph, Steve, what do you need me to do? That's part of being a vet. That's part of winning. But most importantly, that's part of knowing that ego gets you nowhere. Ego is the enemy.
Minus one for fraudulence, for propaganda, for deflecting.
So
fraud.
Are we
bum?
So
damage is done, my friend.
Let me. So, at no point in time did Jimmy's ego get hurt through this whole thing.
Never. Right, no, never. Okay. Never, according to him.
No, because he doesn't have it.
Never. Right? And of course, Jimmy Butler, who once walked off the court saying, best player in the world, it's cool being a number two, being a Robin. That's what he always wanted to be, dude. That's what he always wanted to be. Didn't want to get paid like a Robin. Wanted to get paid like Batman and Iron Man put together.
So does that mean he didn't know what his role was when Miami?
Apparently not.
Let me know what you need me to do, he said.
Just let me know.
No, what, you need me to sit the bench? That's fine.
No problem, dude.
Need me to just defend and not touch the ball on offense? That's fine. No.
Oh, my goodness. Like, why do we do this? Like, I was having a decent day.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's over. Done. Done. I can't, like, it's all right.
Are you sure you were having a decent day?
Yeah. I was good. Okay. Consider, wow.
What?
I mean, what do you mean? I was having a good day, not the best of days with all the losing.
Okay.
See, I'm not a phony. I'm not. But how about this? I'm not a phony fan that's gonna say, oh, you know what? At least my team won. I don't do that.
You just did it.
No, I didn't. Cause it was bad football. I like to watch good football.
Want some more? Sure you do.
More Jimmy? I'd rather sit in an ayahuasca tent with Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, that's not bad. Hold up.
Mike Dunleavy knew Jimmy Butler so well, he wasn't influenced by all the noise coming out of Miami. Dunleavy said he was confident Butler would be a good fit and vouched for what Butler was all about. Now, was this before, Mike, just so I'm clear.
Before the $60
million? Was this before Kevin Durant turned you down and said, nah, I ain't going there, dude? Or after, when you guys had all these meetings where you didn't want Jimmy Butler, but then he ended up being your only option because, again, Kevin Durant didn't want to go there. That's okay, though. Look, here's what he said. Jimmy Butler said on all of the noise, Leroy.
All of the noise?
Quote.
That he created?
That's not what he said. Quote, all of the talk, all of the smoke, there's really only one person that didn't say anything. Who just went on with his life. Let people talk. Let people that are lying know they're lying. But I don't need to correct anything. That's behind me. I'm in a new place. I've got no ill will. I'm where I want to be with good guys, a phenomenal coach, and a winning culture. Onward and upward.
You know what? Let me. I would like you to respond to that. Because you're the main one that was, Jimmy will be back, Jimmy will do this, Jimmy will. So I would like you to respond to those comments.
What do I think of those comments? I think he's Jimmy being Jimmy Butler. I think when you are in a place that you loved conditionally and it didn't love you back anymore because it didn't give you the money exactly when you wanted, even though you had two guaranteed years left.
Because you didn't play?
And then you say, oh, I didn't do anything. But then in the same breath of this interview, you're saying the chaos was all worth it. I think that's a little laughable. I think that's phony. Mm-hmm. I think that's fraudulent. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad that I don't like it because I like Jimmy Butler.
It is what it is.
In his best moments with the Miami Heat. But so, I got to say, dude, if at every new destination you look behind you and the bridge is burned, but you go and say, but I didn't say anything.
There's a trail of Jimmy Butler mortars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for the Warriors, I think they'll be good because I don't know how much more Jimmy Butler's going to want to play after 37.
Or him and Draymond going to get in a fight.
They love each other now. They love each other now. We'll see.
Really?
We'll see.
Really? Love in sports is conditional.
But that was oof.
I would just like to know, you know what your role was.
Also,
your role was to step it up when Steph was out and you had a five-pointer.
Hmm?
So he just wanted to play. He wanted to play on the team without having to make an impact. That's what it sounds like.
Now, yeah. Now. He goes, might as well coast. That's how it is.
Oh, so you thinking, what's the prognosis, Doc? Fat cat syndrome?
Well, we'll see. I mean, if we go by typical Jimmy Butler timeline, if I could say, he'll have an ankle twist or a back injury.
Over under 60 games.
I think 60 is a pretty good barometer. I'll go slight under, like 59, 58. But he's going to miss 15 games to start the season somewhere, somehow.
Yeah.
That's what always happens.
But that's less.
No, it would put it, you'd have like seven and change
left.
You
say he's going to miss 12 to 15 games.
Yeah.
Right? That puts him below.
That puts him at like 70.
70.
But then he'll miss like other ones along the way. I'm just saying, we always know pre-Christmas Jimmy, he's good for 15.
Oh, crap. Do we have the World Cup coming up next year too?
Oh, yeah. He wants to catch those, right?
I mean, if not to.
They got any tennis tournaments in San Francisco?
Not to say too much, but if the history tells us anything, he's going to miss some time around the World Cup.
Oh, didn't he get the bubble guts?
I didn't say anything in all of this controversy. Now, did my agent plant a WWE fiction-like Twitter beef with Shams Charania? Perhaps. I can't say. I didn't say anything. But did we plant all that? Perhaps. I don't know. Hard to say.
What are you doing?
What?
Listen, we are above that.
You're right.
Then why are you smiling like, no, I'm not?
Because I'm not. I think it's laughable.
Wait.
I didn't say anything.
I'll back you said it best. You ready? Not our clown, not our circus. I like that. Give that man a point. I like that.
Hey, RVA Richie.
Hey.
Richie, what's
RVA
up?
RVA Richie. Nothing. So the only thing that I can honestly say out of all of this crap that we're going through is, am I on the air or are you?
Yeah, you're on the air, but you sound like you're in an air hanger. What's going on with your phone?
All right, hold on.
We'll wait with bated breath.
There we go. Better. There you go. All I have to say is that if we don't, McDaniels is stuck with us. Just trade him to the 49ers. Don't fire him. If you don't want to get rid of him, Ross, find a way to get him over to the West Coast, get us some picks, and be gone with him already. That's all the only piece that I have that's different than everybody else's take.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Also, for the Golden State Warriors, a team that has no agendas, that's interesting considering that their team captain punched a teammate in the face and then they sent him to Washington for an organization. Look, I'm very jealous of the Warriors. They've been able to do a lot of things that the Heat just barely haven't been able to get. They've gotten Kevin Durant. They've gotten their legend Steph Curry another ring. I understand that I will come off as a petulant child with this, but no agendas? Dude, you just had a four-month standoff with a sixth man who the coach hates! Are you kidding me? We had the summer of Kuminga. It was the lamest summer of all time. The Warriors have no agendas. Are you kidding me? What are the faces of your franchises most famous for kicking someone in the balls?
We just had the summer of Kuminga.
No agendas here. Nobody. No, not at all, dude. Not at all. The guy was like, if you guys don't want me, can I just go? No, you can't go. I mean, let you leave for nothing? Nah. No agendas, though. No agendas with the Golden State Warriors. Ask Klay Thompson, legendary Splash Brother, who got sent to Dallas packing. Ask them about the agendas. But no agendas there. You're right, Jimmy. Anyway.
I mean, what's worse? being a member of the Splash Brothers and getting traded, or you getting traded instead of Draymond Green?
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.